It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, and a very good morning. My name is Jim Thorne, and today is Friday. And you know what that means. That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the program's made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to locally owned, one-of-a-kind Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Well, before we get into the show, I want to let you know that there's going to be a concert this Sunday at 2:30 p.m., a special concert at the Covenant Presbyterian Church in Jackson, Ridgewood Road. And that's going to feature Mississippi concert violinist and former concertmaster of the Mississippi Symphony Orchestra, Marta Slavoska, and her friends from MSO and pianist Stephen Sachs. Autographs and pictures will be available if you want, and donations will be accepted. So take advantage of that Sunday, 2:30 at Covenant Presbyterian Church in Jackson. Well, this morning, another treat for us. Our friend Tim Avalon is back with us. And as you know, Tim is really one of the best and most well-respected stringed instrumentalists in the state. And he is blushing right now as I say that. But Tim's got a special guest with him this morning. And Tim, welcome, and introduce your guest for us.
Well, we got Bridget Ferguson here on the guitar, a fine singer and songwriter. And say something to him. Tell him hello.
Hey, hello.
Hey, Bridget.
Hey, Jim.
Good to see you. I'm glad. I've heard a lot about you.
Yeah.
Saw you on the Facebook, your Facebook page, and all. And you got a lot of talent and good support there from Tim. But a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Okay. I grew up in Brandon. I was born in the Delta. My parents are from the Delta. Music has always been a part of my life. My parents were music lovers. Any kind of music that was ever around, they were carting us three kids to hear whoever was playing. And I started piano when I was probably about six, and then found my voice, I guess, when I was about 12.
Wow.
And it just went from there.
Well, you grew up in some pretty fertile musical territory up there, right? Didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I know you're pretty busy. You've been busy over the last few weeks. What you got coming up?
I have. Next week, I'll be at Howlin' Miles with Tim Avalon. And then the next week, the first week in November, I've got a full band also, Bridget Ferguson and the Good Bars. Mm-hmm. We'll be playing at the Foothills on Friday. And then when I leave there,
that's in Forest, right?
That's in Forest.
Okay.
I'll be going to Mandeville, Louisiana to the Ozone Songwriters Festival.
Wow.
Where I'll play there for the first time.
Well, good luck on that, too.
Thank you.
Tim, I know you're busy. You're always a busy man.
Well, yeah, I'm busy teaching and I got a couple of gigs coming up tonight. I got to play with Adib Sabir. Mm-hmm. It's just a duo at Iron Horse Grill. And then tomorrow I got to play with a new band we just put together with Tyler Kemp and Denny Burke. It's called Soul City 3. It's like an organ trio.
Great.
And we're playing at the Fertile Ground in Bellhaven 4 to 6 okay. Saturday. This Saturday.
All right.
That sounds great.
It's going to be exciting.
That's great. Well, Bridget, I know I'm anxious to hear you sing. What do you want to do for us this morning?
We're going to start with a song called Coffee and Cake. I'm from a big family, and we always have coffee and cake. That just seems to be a staple, no matter what the occasion, mm-hmm. whether it's a happy occasion or a sad occasion. It's always centered around some sort of cake.
Okay.
Coffee. So
great.
This is my song, Coffee and Cake.
All right, Bridget Ferguson and Tim Avalon.
Stories to tell, you laugh until you cry. Oh, it's the birthplace of all your memories. don't need no open sign. It's 24/7 time. Come on in and make yourself at home. Oh, there's a dim light that we keep, 'cause none of us can sleep. Pull out a chair, go ahead and have yourself coffee and cake, just like their mother made. Set a spell, the stories to tell. You laugh until you cry. Oh, it's the birthplace of all your memories. Pour out all your misery. Dry your eyes and soak up the advice with coffee and cake. Grounds are percolating, batter is a bacon, warming up your soul. Sugar don't get old, do as you're told. Grab some coffee and cake, coffee and cake, just like their mother made. Set a spell, the stories to tell. You laugh until you cry. Oh, it's the birthplace of all your memories. Pour out all your misery. Dry your eyes and soak up the advice with coffee and cake. Cold oven bound cake, a hot cup of joe, old fashioned crumb cake. Folgers in your cup.
That is awesome. Great way to start a Friday morning.
Yeah, some coffee.
Great job. Bridget Ferguson.
I'm ready for the cake.
Bridget Ferguson and Tim Avalon live in studio on the Blues and Arts Hour. My name is Jim Thorne. You're listening to 103.9 WYAB, and we're going to take a break and come back and enjoy some more live music and conversation with our very special guest. The show, the Blues and Arts Hour, is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House in the Township, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Y'all stay tuned. It's the Blues and Arts Hour here on 103.9 WYAB. I'm Jim Thorne. Our special guest in studio, Tim Avalon and Bridget Ferguson. And great combination, good sound. Bridget, what's your connection with Tim? I know he's performed with you on some gigs. How did all that start?
Well, how did it start?
One of your regulars probably couldn't make the gig, and someone told you about me, and you said, "Okay, I'll give him a try."
Yes, and it was perfect. So,
Tim,
I'm fortunate to be able to play with him and a lot of great musicians around here.
Well, tell us about your band. Now, you said you have a band.
Oh yes, I have a band. Bridget Ferguson, the Good Bars. It's me singing and then playing guitar, and then I've got Jeff Reynolds on guitar. I've got Mike Thorne on bass, James Jenkins on drums, and then Andy Henderson on keys.
Sounds like an all-star band.
They are an all-star band.
Right.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Tim, working with Bridget, what's so special about her? I know you've talked to me about her for a while, but
when you take a gig and you've never played with somebody, you know, you hopefully that it'll connect and everything, and it did. And she writes good songs. She has a great voice.
Thank you.
And a good personality and a good attitude.
Mm.
I'm 67 years old, and I don't want to play with people with bad attitudes.
Me either.
All right. Thank you, though. Bridget, how can people get in touch with you? I know you've got a busy schedule. You were telling me next year. How many gigs do you have already lined up?
87 gigs booked for next
87.
Year.
87. And more on the way, I'm sure.
I hope so. Yes, I'm trying.
Now, are you available for anybody's other events? I'm sure they are. How can people get in touch with you for those?
I am on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on all the social media. I'm on YouTube, mm-hmm. and then I'm on TikTok. I've also got email, and then do I need to give my email address? My email is BridgetFergusonSings@gmail.com, and then, of course, they can call me. But at my gigs, I always have my business card out where somebody can just scoop up a card.
And they can call me or get in touch with me if they need to.
Exactly.
So spell your name so people.
It's BRIDGID.
Okay. Ferguson.
Bridget Ferguson.
All right. Well, Tim, you've got a really cool instrument.
I wish it was mine.
Tell us what that is.
This is a Bridget's. It's a Gretsch, but it's modeled after a National guitar, which is a resonator guitar. It has a resonator under the strings, and it's like blues players used to play them back in the 20s and the 30s. You had two people that made dobros, or what they call a dobro, the Dobro Brothers, and that's a square one that the bluegrass players play. And then you have ones that have like people like Robert Johnson, Muddy Waters, and those kind would use to play blues, and you play it like a guitar. Like you can play it with your finger, but the square neck is played just only with the slide.
Okay.
And you get the blues sound, you know.
Cool.
There you go.
All right, what are we going to hear?
Yeah. This is a song called Earth's Perfume. Like I said, I might have said this earlier. My parents are both from the Delta. My mother's from Anguilla. My daddy was from Leland, and I was born in the Delta. So the Delta has a distinct smell, mm-hmm. and I heard somebody describe it one time as Earth's Perfume. And a friend of mine, I love that. I think that's so great. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine, and we were writing one day, and we were trying to get a starting point. And we got to talking about the Delta and wanting to write something about the Delta. And I made a comment about hearing somebody describe the Delta as Earth's Perfume. And she said, there's our song right there.
It.
So Grace Askew and I wrote this song. It's Earth's Perfume.
All right. Bridget Ferguson.
I did a gig with her. She brought this guitar, this Dobro National slide guitar. And I said, after I played it on the gig, I said, you got to bring it at every gig now, and I already have a name for it, Miss Delta.
All right.
You're right.
Bridget Ferguson and Tim Avalon in studio.
Morning is softly falling, just like it's always done. Foggy haze like feathers, hanging heavy on that sun. Earth's perfume, it's on my skin. Earth's perfume, in the wind. Dotted lines of white. Yesterday's got a stain on. Clothes drying on that vine. Earth's perfume. It's on my skin. Earth's perfume. And the wind. tug and rumble pull me like a distant morning train. Creaky wooden floors and coffee, memories in my veins. Earth's perfume, it's on my skin. Earth's perfume,
live in studio, Bridget Ferguson and Tim Avalon. Outstanding.
Thank you.
Great job, folks. Bridget, do you have any music that people can access online anywhere?
I soon will. I have an album coming out.
Great.
It's already been mixed and it's been mastered and it's getting ready to go to distribution. So that should be out hopefully in the next month. And I also, we're kind of doing everything at one time. I have a Christmas EP coming out also.
Nice.
So it's in the process of being mixed, and it'll soon go to mastering.
Okay, and how can people access those?
When it'll all be on Apple. It'll be on Apple, everywhere you can get it. Apple, Spotify, iTunes, all the different avenues out there.
And I'm sure.
And then, of course, I'll have hard CDs.
Yeah, so. And of course, if we check your Facebook page, you'll kind of let us know. When
I
that's
will.
Out there. Very good.
I will.
All right. Bridget Ferguson, and spell that B-R-I-D-G-I-D. Is
that's
that
right? Right.
Ferguson.
Yes.
And Tim Avalon. Great to have you all in studio. Going to take a break for our CBS News update. Come back and enjoy some more fantastic music and conversation with a very special guest. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour, which is made possible every week here on 103.9 by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Our time now is 9:30. Welcome back. It's 25 minutes until 10. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Want to remind you real quick, this Sunday at 2:30 p.m., a special inaugural chamber music concert at Covenant Presbyterian Church in Jackson. That's on Ridgewood Road, featuring Marta Sloboska and her friends from the Mississippi Symphony, and also pianist Stephen Sachs. So you can go there, donations accepted, purchase CDs, and get a picture or two. So that's this Sunday at 2:30. Bridget Ferguson and Tim Avalon are a very special guest in studio. And Bridget, I got to ask you, working with Tim, that's a pretty cool thing. What's so special about Tim?
Oh, my goodness. Everything's special about Tim. He's like he's the master. And I'm not the only one that'll say that. I don't think you'll find a musician around that will not say that Tim Avalon is the master of what he does.
Well, I know he's been a great influence on you. Other than Tim, who has influenced your musical career?
You mean around here or?
Either way.
Either way?
Yeah.
Well, growing up, I listened to everything. My parents listened to country. They listened to gospel. They listened to, goodness, rock and roll, everything. Yeah, it was just, and then in college I got into bluegrass. I mean, it was just embedded in me. And then around here, probably the first musician that I met around here when I formed my first band in the 20s was Jeff Reynolds.
Okay.
Actually. Mm-hmm. And it went from there, from Jeff Reynolds, and then I played with Chris Gill, and then Jimmy Jarrett and Jay Wadsworth, and there have been so many that have been influential. Sam Brady.
It's kind of like a fraternity.
It is a fraternity.
A family.
It is a fraternity, and I'm very, very humbled to be able to play with so many wonderful musicians, and I'm thankful that I'm able to work with them and learn from them.
Absolutely.
Because I never stop learning.
Well, Tim, I know you're an outstanding mandolin player. You've won a couple of awards with that, and you've got that mandolin ready to go. What are we going to hear? What do you want to play for us?
Rachel's going to do one of her songs called "Hey Baby, Take a Look at the Moon."
Yes.
How'd you come?
Well, on this song, my best friend Nikki, she says that she's a co-writer on this song, jokingly. But I was working on music one night, and it was a harvest moon. And she texted me and said, "Hey, go outside and take a look at the moon." And long story short, I didn't really want to go look at the moon. I was too busy working on music, and I went out there, and I don't think I saw it because of the way our house is situated. Came back inside. She said, "Did you see it?" I said, "No, the house is situated funny." And I went to work back on my music, and then I stopped. And those simple little words, "take a look at the moon," I thought, man, that might be something. And sometimes I've told people this, when songs come to you, sometimes they come fast, everything about them, the words, the chording structure, everything, and you've got it all within a few minutes. And then sometimes they don't. Sometimes it's a work, it just takes time to evolve. But this one came within about 30 minutes, the entire song.
All right.
So this is "Hey Baby, Take a Look at the Moon," and my friend Nikki, I give her credit for putting that bug in my ear.
Bridget Ferguson and Tim Avalon in studio.
Hey baby, take a look at the moon. It's in her stage in that sea of blue. I swear it just gave me a wink. It's a great big ball of rolling fire. Come outside and tell me what you think. Hey baby, take a look at the moon. Way up high, about half past two. Can't you see it shining through the trees? It's on a hit on hilltop highway. Grab a blanket and sit right next to me. Hey baby, take a look at the moon. Close your eyes. your eyes, make a wish or two. Let the wonder of the night sky beckon you. Release the old, here to soothe your soul.
Bridget Ferguson on guitar and vocals, and Tim Avalon on mandolin. Outstanding, y'all.
Thank you.
Beautiful. All right, our time now is about 16 minutes until 10. We're going to come back for our final segment, try to get two songs in that. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour, made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Don't forget live jazz every month there at Fusion. Check out the website for the details on that. Stay tuned. It's now 16 minutes until 10. Welcome back. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Our very special guest in studio, Bridget Ferguson, a singer, songwriter, guitar player, and I think you play piano too, don't you, Bridget?
I do play piano. Yeah. I tinker around with it.
And Tim Avalon here accompanying Bridget on guitar and dobro and mandolin, and I think he's got a fiddle coming up too. So,
yeah.
Bridget, any shout outs? Anybody listening that you want to say hi to right now?
Just hey, y'all, to everybody out there in radio land or that's listening. I don't know who I was listening. Just to everybody. If any of my musician friends are listening, hey, everybody, and thank y'all for playing music with me. I appreciate y'all.
All right, real quick, where are you going to be in the next couple of weeks?
Next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Thursday, the 26th, Tim and I will be at Howlin' Mouths. We mm-hmm. always love playing there. November the 3rd, me and my full band, Bridget Ferguson, the Good Bars, will be in Forest at the Foothills.
Okay.
We love there too.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will be Saturday and Sunday in Mandeville, Louisiana, in the historic district down there at the Ozone Songwriters Festival.
Very nice. Very
playing
nice.
My original music. So.
Okay, you've got your fiddle, Tim, and Bridget, you want to do another song for
us? Yeah. This is a song I wrote called That Old Tree. I think most kids remember a tree in their yard that was, they climbed and hid stuff in. This is mine.
All right, here we go.
That old tree, it is the first that I climbed to skin my knee. When I jumped down, that old tree held all the treasures that I found in a hollow ground. That old tree, it swung me high in the air. Oh, the swing my daddy made. That old tree waved our American flag. Proud every day. When a spring, summer, fall, that old tree, it's seen it all. Its roots grow deep. Test of time. against all wind. And it's not just Mother, Mother Nature's friend. That old tree, that old tree was marked with my first love, name's carved inside a heart. That old tree, it was my secret hiding place, strung with lights in the dark. That old tree, it took a blow from my boot when I got mad. That old tree, it held a nest of bluebird made babies born, grown up and flown. And it's not just Mother, Mother Nature's friend. That old tree, that old tree will grow.
Live in the studio, Bridget Ferguson and Tim Avalon, outstanding. Bridget, how can people get in touch with you? Best way.
I'm all over Facebook, Bridget Ferguson Music, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. They can email me at BridgetFergusonSings@gmail.com. They can contact the station and get my cell phone number. And I've always got my business card at my gigs.
All right. And you've got some recorded music coming out, too.
I do have some recorded music coming out. I have an album of 11 originals and then one cover song, and my album is I'm Not Lost. And the first single off there will be I'm Not Lost also.
Awesome. And, Tim, where are you going to be coming up in the next?
Well, I'm going to be at the Iron Horse Grill with Adib Sabir tonight, and tomorrow I'm going to be with Soul City 3, which is a organ trio at Fertility. What's it?
Fertile.
Fertile. Excuse me.
You're close.
That's why I don't ever talk. Fertile Ground in Bellhaven from 4 to 6. And be at Sunday, I'm going to be at Catherine's Steakhouse with my band called Little Brother.
Great. Awesome. Tim Avalon and, of course, Bridget Ferguson. It's been a joy and pleasure having you all in the studio this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Blues and Arts Hour is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to locally owned, one-of-a-kind Fusion Coffee House on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Y'all want to take us out on a song?
Yes, we
got
do.
A couple
we're
minutes to
take
go.
You out on I'm Not Lost.
All right. Yeah, here we go.
And I'm gonna give a shout out right quick to my husband. I forgot to give a shout out to him of all people. My husband and then my daughter. He's always behind me. So there you go. And, or beside.
It's important.
And I want to say hey to Mary. She's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Bridget Ferguson, Tim Avalon. Thank you all so much for coming in. All right.
Thank you. Here we go.
Swallow me. I'm knee deep in live oak tree. Blacktop is stopped 4 miles back. Blackberries bowing low. Ditches where red clover grows. This was not on my map. I'm not lost. Don't try to find me. And I don't travel this path. I'm on blindly. I close my eyes and I breathe the air. Ignore the sound of a distant flare. I'm clothing what the heart is. Home is keeping the beat. Black-eyed Susan standing tall. I hear the voice.